This Easter celebration celebrates the victory of Jesus Christ over the power of sin and death. So we're celebrating that. Jesus really won the war through his death and resurrection. Now, there are still battles. We are still soldiers in God's army. We're called to fight for what is good. Our catchwords are faith and hope, peace, joy. But we're still called to fight for the Lord, to fight evil, and to bring people to Christ. Now, I want to point out, we're all soldiers, remember, but we have some veteran soldiers in this front area here. Four of them are members of the famous Walker Brigade. And they're still fighting for the Lord. So it doesn't matter how old we are, if we need a walker or not, we're still soldiers. And I'm sure many of you have seen on television when a dignitary visits another country, one of the first things they do is kind of look at the honor guard, usually at the airport, you know, they're going up like this and they're looking at everybody. Well, I'm going to do that with you because I want to see if you're ready for battle. Okay, so don't look away from me. Okay, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to see if you're ready. Now, don't laugh. This is very serious. No, I don't know. I don't know. Well, beam me up, Scotty. There's no joy down here. One of the prayers that we're going to hear throughout Easter says this about us, what's supposed to be happening. Okay, I'm not making this up. It's in the church's prayers. And the reason it's there is because the church expects us to be doing this. Well, it says, now overcome with paschal joy. Overcome with Easter joy. I don't see anybody overcome with Easter joy. You know, I'm expecting somebody to be on the floor groveling and foaming at the mouth in joy. I don't see that. I'm expecting people to be jumping up. Hallelujah! Okay, good. But the point is, we're supposed to be joyful about this feast. That's what the prayer says. So the question is, are we joyful? Are we really joyful? Do we rejoice in what God has done? God didn't have to do what he did. He didn't have to become a human being, didn't have to suffer, didn't have to die, but he did to bring us the fullness of joy. And let's face it, do you want to be around gloomy people or joyful people? Joyful, yeah. Don't expect me to be joyful before my shower in the morning. But after that, you can expect me to be joyful. But what's going to attract people? Gloominess or joyfulness? That's right. And of course, I'm thinking immediately of all the old sayings about Catholics. You got to come early to get a back seat in a Catholic church. Or everybody sits on the ends of the aisles and they give you a dirty look if you're sitting in their pew. Yeah, you know, that's not joy. But, you know, those are, and it's not just Catholics, but we get into these habits and we forget the whole point of our faith is to be joyful warriors on behalf of the good news of salvation. And every one of us is called to be a joyful warrior, you know, not to hold it in. You may remember a couple months ago, the homework I gave everybody was to go out and just say to people, particularly strangers, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. And it's true. We're not lying when we say that. Everybody is wonderful in the eyes of God. God made them as a unique human being to be loved and to love. That's every single one of us. Now, one woman came back and said to me, Father, I did that to a man I met somewhere. And he looked at me and he said, I'm married. So you don't know what's going to happen, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't do that. Because when you say something like that to someone, they're going to say, what? What are you talking about? And then we can say, yeah, you are wonderful in the eyes of God. Did you know that? I don't think most people know that they are wonderful in the eyes of God. And because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, they are called to be part of the community, the church, to be on fire with the faith, to be zealous, to have fervor, and to show the joy of Jesus Christ in the world. And again, we would have to have a church five times the size, and there are many, many very big churches, Catholic and otherwise, that are packed, because people say, when I go into that church, I see joy. I am greeted with joy. And it's infectious. I mean, that's the best kind of infection around, joy. And we have the ability to be joyful. And I'm not talking about a feeling that comes and goes. I'm talking about a practice of acting joyfully, of rejoicing. And of course, God gives us the ability to do that. And the more we do that, that joy is going to become part of our discipline, part of our good habits, so that when we go forth, people are going to point us out. But believe me, they will do that. And they're going to say, what is it about that person? What is it about? And when you talk about the joy, they're going to be asking questions. They're going to wonder where your joy comes from. They're going to say, look at the world today. Look what's going on. How can you be joyful? Well, we're joyful because of God and what God has done and what he's continuing to do and how he wants us to be part of his church, which goes out to bring faith and hope and love and joy, all those wonderful things that the world needs so desperately. So people are living in fear. They're living in despair. And yet hope and joy are very much at the center and core of our celebration. Now, one of the prayers last night said, at the very beginning of the Easter Vigil, that if we celebrate the truth of Easter, not just one day, but every single day, and we're here every single Sunday to proclaim Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, if we practice it all the time, we will have a place in heaven. We will have a place in heaven. So that's a promise from God. So all we have to do is show up, do the work we're called to do, and it doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, how infirm you are, whether you have a theological education, doesn't matter. If you have joy in the Lord, you got it all. And you have the ability and the authority and the power and the fervor and the zeal to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. To say to people, there is a God who loves you deeply. There is a God who wants you to thrive and flourish. There is a God who is merciful. No matter what you've done, he will forgive you if you go to him. That's good news. Now, it's countercultural, because in our world, especially American society, it's all about me, what I want to do, what I'm going to do to be happy. And look at the miserable people, because they're following things that have nothing to do with who they are in the eyes of God. But we've been called to love God, to love ourselves, to love one another because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. So that's our call, to be soldiers of the Lord. And again, we're not carrying swords, we're not carrying guns, we're carrying the love of God and the joy of God. So again, we could have this church filled like this every Sunday. And in fact, wouldn't this be great news that in 5 years we'd have to say, Bishop, we need to build a bigger church. Yes. Yes. Or we could say, we need to buy a couple more churches so we can plant some more St. Mary Ann co-parishes. But the thing is, we've got it all. We've got it all. We have the greatest gift possible. Do we realize that? Do we know that we've been empowered to work miracles? Yeah, we've been empowered to work miracles by the Holy Spirit. Are we doing it? We have been authorized by Jesus Christ to represent him, to speak in his name. How about that? The Almighty God says, yeah, I want you. I want you to represent me. I want you to talk about me to others, because something's going on in the world, always has been going on in the world, that is going against what God wants. And if we know the truth, we know the good news, and it's not the easiest thing to live, but we're supposed to be living it as a community, supporting one another, celebrating with one another, challenging one another, correcting one another, all those wonderful things, we're going to find out that we have much more power available to us than we're actually using. So the sky's the limit with God. We have this low thinking. It's all up here. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. When God is infusing his love and power all through our bodies so that we can live fully the gospel message. Again, it's all of us. If we have faith, if we pray to deepen that faith, if we work at that faith, if we work at being joyful people, things will change. Things will happen. We will affect this person, that person. And people will come up to us because they want joy too. They want to rejoice too. So what are we going to do about it? Do we keep it to ourselves, or do we make the commitment, which we're supposed to be making every day, to go forth, proclaim the gospel message, and talk about the joy of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. So it's not just an Easter thing. I know many of you, and I'm not going to name names because I don't know what your names are C&E Catholics, right? Christmas and Easter Catholics, right? You've heard about that. Well, every Sunday is Easter Sunday. It is. It's a little Easter, but it's Easter because we are celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and his victory over the power of sin and death. Again, most people don't know that. We know that, and so we are obliged to let people know that. So as you go forth today, every day, ask yourself, Lord, I want more joy because I'm not sure I have it. But ask God for more joy and practice it. Practice it and be bold. Share that joy with other people. You don't have to start by saying, you know, Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. No, but find out who people are, what their needs are, and say, you know, I think I know where you can go for whatever ails you, whatever struggles you have. His name is Jesus. That's the truth. That's what we believe. That's what we're celebrating now. So again, as you go forth, ask yourself, do I have that joy? What am I going to do to practice that joy? And how am I going to live it? How am I going to go out to the world and proclaim that joy? Because it's all about Jesus. It is. It's all about Jesus, who himself said he is the way, the truth, and the life.